News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, over 2,000 pubs have closed here since 2005, with more than 100 pubs closing every year across Ireland. This is according to a new report commissioned by the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland. And Tony Foley, Emeritus Associate Professor of Economics at the DCU Business School, joins us for more on this. Good morning to you. Tony, what are the factors that is chiefly driving this closure? Are they too small? Is it a changing way of life? Is it demographics?
I think it's everything you mentioned there, Ciara, that it's not just one thing. I suppose the bottom line in any commercial enterprise is it'll only operate if it makes a profit, if it makes a living. And a lot of these pubs are not making a living, and the present taxation regime, regulatory regime and so on that exists. So if it's not making a profit, it's not going to survive. But on top of that, we've got this big, as it were, exodus of services from rural areas, whether it's some post offices, Garda stations and so on. So it's a continuation of that. And then on top of that, as you mentioned, there are consumer changes and consumer preferences that maybe consumers now want a full range of craft beers in the local pub and a small operation can't provide that range of products and so on. Maybe they want good quality food and the operation is too small to do so. So you've got lots of reasons why it's happening. The problem, I suppose, is really we have the facts, and the facts, as you say, are the 2,000 gone over that period. The big issue then is, do we care? So do we set back and say, well, that's life. Things change. We get on with it and so on. Or would we rather it didn't happen? And of course, if we rather it didn't happen, well, then we're looking at ways to try and prevent it from happening. Now, people in the drinks industry would obviously prefer it's not happening, because it's quite a hemorrhage to lose 1 in 4 of all the operations that existed 20 years ago at the present time. So it's a big drop, as it were. So what can we do about it? Well, as I say, that you're not in the terms of government policy. You're not going to dramatically change consumer attitudes. You're not going to fundamentally change population structures, demographics. We're not going to roll back on any of the regulatory regimes that we have. So then you're kind of pointed towards, well, what can you do to make it more attractive to operate pubs? And of course, it's not just attractive for existing people. It's also the potential successors, because it's very like the small farm problem. That the existing publican might be happy to eke out a semi-part-time, miserable type income, as it were. But the son or daughter who've been to university,
you see, I think that that's the key thing, Tony, because we have had these conversations not solely with yourself, but with people representing, for example, small shops also in rural communities. Yeah. And it's the same idea. It's a family shop. The father and mother maybe have run it for years. They might even live above the shop. And that's their existence. But their kids aren't going to work in them. They've gone off to college and they want to do something wholly different. Is there really a way of hanging on to a way of life that is going, not just a business that is going?
Yeah, there's not a way of waving a magic wand and winning back to 2000 or not having any more closures and so on. But there are certainly ways of reducing the rate of closure. And that would be back to the basic economic return. Because again, it's not everyone wants to get 100,000 in their job, as it were. Someone might be quite happy to run a pub in a rural location for what might be above minimum wage or significantly above it and so on. So how do we do that? Well, one of the ways we do it, and it's in the context of other things that the research will be done for the drinks industry, that we have a very high rate of tax in Ireland on alcohol, very high by European standards. Now, in the past, we might have said that because we went crazy drinking and so on, but our average consumption now is much lower than it was before. It's comparable to other countries. It's lower than other European countries in some respects. But yet we still have this very high rate of tax. So one thing would be that the government takes less of what the publican gets from the public to the exchequer. The publican keeps more of it and finds it more easy to operate the business. Now, as I say, it's not going to be the panacea which eliminates
all
the
problems. It also doesn't sound very likely, Tony, that it will happen, given the direction of travel in terms of bills that have been passed about, I suppose, reducing our intake of alcohol. So I don't see us reducing tax or excise on alcohol when everything is moving in a public health direction on that front.
You're spot on, but we've already succeeded on the reducing consumption. That if you look at average consumption over the period that we're looking at here, 2005 to 2024, it's dropped by 29.8%. We're comparable to other European countries. Now, if the health argument is, well, that's not good enough, we have to keep dropping it, and we go from 10 litres of pure alcohol to 5 litres to 4 to 3. But that wasn't the original intention. Okay. The original intention was to get it close to OECD average. It is close to OECD average now.
Right.
And of course, as we all know, there's lots of people not drinking now, and the volume of consumption is significantly lower. So that argument, I don't think, holds to the same extent unless we're going for, we want to eliminate it entirely.
You make some very good points, and I suspect that the key question there is what you said at the very beginning. If this is happening, do we want it to continue to happening? And if not, what will we do about it? But thank you for joining us this morning. That is Tony Foley there, Emeritus Associate Professor of Economics at the DCU Business School. Let us know what you think about that, the pubs closing. And will we mourn their loss, or what do you think? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.